This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years' experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at CapacityProductions.net. You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush. Exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for Leah G. and her new release, The Rest Is Ours. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions. Please stand by. Still looking for that blue jean, Steve McQueen, prettiest boy. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today we're giving it up for Leah G. and her new release, The Rest Is Ours. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Leah regarding her new EP, and you'll be hearing that interview in just a few minutes. From her EP, The Rest Is Ours, here is Leah G. with Sink or Swim.
Thank you.
From her EP, The Rest Is Ours, that was Leah G with Sink or Swim. Visit Leah at her official website, www.leahgmusic.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Leah regarding her new release, and here's how the interview went.
So, this is a fantastic EP. Explain the title. Interesting title, yeah.
The Rest Is Ours. Well, pretty much culminates in the fact that, you know, it took so long for us to get to this point, or me, my musical journey. I've been doing this for a long time, and, you know, it all comes together, and all the places that I've played and the people that I've worked with, the songs that I've written, all the emotions and the experiences really have culminated into what this album is, and it's really just the start of us getting up and going somewhere, and it's a great start. And I'm so proud of this album. So The Rest Is Ours is we've gotten here, and we can take on anything, and we can accomplish anything. So it's a cheers to the future.
And when you say we, is it you and a set band, or?
You know, I'm pretty much a solo artist by definition, but I do have a band, an amazing band that plays with me. We do acoustic shows, we do full band shows, rocking out on stage. I have a couple people that have been with me for many, many years, and a couple people in the band that are new to the scene, but we all get along and we play together just like we've known each other for years. So it's pretty awesome, the dynamics that we have together. Everybody that's on my team, whether it be in the band or, you know, my management teams or my label, all that kind of stuff, I guess that's what I was collectively coming with the we, the Victorian we, if you will.
I see. And who helped you behind the mixing board for this EP?
Yeah, you know, we've recorded a couple of different studios for this album. We had somebody that was helping us here with drums specifically. We had somebody else that was helping us with drums and the rest of the instrumentation and vocals. And then we had another studio that, and those first two were here. We worked at Audio Virus and we had worked at Dino 4M. They helped with the recording of the instruments. And then we did mixing and mastering at JLW Studios in Wisconsin, which is my primary studio for most of the work that I do. And I actually went to Wisconsin to help with the mixing and the mastering, and while I was there, added some extra background vocals for the whole EP. So it was really quite the collaboration of studios working with us, but everybody that we met along the way was amazing. And we split it up because we had certain people that were helping us actually record in Wisconsin. And because some of the members of the band were in Wisconsin still at that point, and then everybody else was here. So we tag-teamed it, but it worked out just fine.
And do you hail from Wisconsin as well?
No, I just picked up a very gnarly accent. I'm actually born and raised in Southern California.
Oh, okay.
I grew up in small town Claremont, and where all the college campuses are, and then moved to Pasadena when I was and it was a college scholarship for academics that sent me to Wisconsin. I ended up going to Marquette for a couple years and then graduated from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And I love Wisconsin. I think it's a great state. The city of Milwaukee is completely underrated, and musically, it's amazing. Fan support's amazing, and just the people there, they're pretty top-notch.
And talk about how music got into the picture for you.
You know, I started out long time ago. I was just a kid, and the music gene is in my family. Nobody's a professional performer, but, you know, everybody plays the banjo or the guitar or the piano, or they love to sing. So we have family sing-alongs all the time together, and, you know, I grew up loving that, and having that in my family just reinforced that love. And when I was in school, as a kid, we had music classes still. We had to sing, we had to play an instrument. So, you know, I picked that up, and I always had this love for performing. It wasn't until I was in Wisconsin, actually, that I decided that I was really going to pursue it professionally. But, you know, I'd been writing songs and playing guitar since the age of, like, I think it was, like, eight years old I started writing songs. When I turned 12, I picked up a guitar, and I never put it down. I love it. I think it's the best musical release ever. It allows me to be creative and really try to nail all the emotions that you can feel. And I recommend that everybody play an instrument, even if it's not professionally, you know, just pick it up and give it a whirl.
And since your music is of the pop-rock blend, what sort of artists spoke to you?
Growing up in Claremont, you know, we had a lot of punk rock and ska influences out there. So I always loved that, but the town I grew up in is Ben Harper's hometown, so I grew up listening to his stuff as well. And I loved his finger-picking, I loved acoustic guitar, so, I mean, it's kind of all over the place. You know, I grew up listening to oldies, too, so, and jazz, and I have a jazz background with guitar. My favorite artists that really, really inspired me are Alkaline Trio, Third Eye Blind, Collective Soul, Paramore, No Doubt, Joan Jett, you know, Amber Lynn, Jimmy Eat World. I love rock music. I mean, essentially, you know, my music is rock, but there's so many other artists that inspire me as a musician that it's so hard to pick just one that you love the most.
And this EP, you got 5 originals, and you've got the one cover, Paula Abdul, Straight Up. Well, talk about the inspiration behind doing that one.
I love when bands will do covers, but do them in a totally different way. You know, I kind of have the opinion that, for me, as an artist, I want to either nail the cover just like the artist did, or I want to do it with a completely different interpretation. And we're looking for something that, you know, when we play a show, in Wisconsin it's a lot of cover bands, and we always played original music. So we wanted to do something that was going to get the fans really involved and do something that people that had never seen us before would love to listen to and could sing along with. And, you know, taking Paula Abdul's song, which I loved as a kid, and I loved, you know, when she started doing American Idol and that song, like, came to the forefront again, you know what, that would make a really great, like, punk rock song. Let's see what we can do with it. And, you know, it doesn't get much better when you're at a show and you're playing it and everybody in the crowd is singing along and everybody's doing the whoa-oh-ohs. It's just an awesome thing to see.
Visit Leah at her official website, www.leahgmusic.com. From her EP, The Rest Is Ours, here is Leah G. once again with The Golden Ticket.
Maybe we will be the ones who suddenly
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present the Rockwired.com Artist of the Month, Star Off Machine, and their new album, Wake Me Up. 5 years is a hell of a long time to wait for an album like this, and Star Off Machine are back with an absolute vengeance and a blistering set which includes the epic title track and the first single, Left Behind. Don't dance. Wake Me Up, the new album from Star Off Machine, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at stofma.com. So complicated, I'm not sure what
this means. Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Leah G and her new CD, The Rest Is Ours. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Leah regarding her new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And explain the songwriting process for you. How do you go about it?
Okay. Songwriting, I think, is just one of those most personal things that you can really do. And sometimes it just takes a conversation, or it takes watching, a scene from a TV show, or, a really awesome day outside. And, those kind of things can inspire me. And whether it's just a word or if it's a melody line I have in my head, then I'll take that and I'll grab onto it and I'll pick up my guitar and either, you know, grab my laptop or my iPhone or whatever's handy and either get down those first inspirational words or notes that I hear. And, you know, I can usually crank out some songs pretty fast, but I know that if I don't capture those right away, then I don't want them to get lost. So on my iPhone, I always joke with people that if anybody was to get my iPhone, if I lost it, they would have a blast because there's snippets of songs, probably like 150 memos that I have on my phone of just song ideas.
Oh Lord, I'm getting a storm warning on my phone, so let me...
Where are you located?
I'm in Albuquerque.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're having we're Colorado and us, we're having the rains right now. So yeah, that's what that was, so sorry about that.
Okay.
Anyway, one of the songs that stands out for me from this album is The Golden Ticket. Talk about that one.
Are you a Willy Wonka fan, Brian?
Of course. That's why I brought it up.
Absolutely. I love that movie. It is definitely one of my favorite movies. And the lines from that movie are just, they're iconic. You know, watching that movie and being inspired by it, I wanted to do something like, almost like, you know, pay homage to that movie. And, you know, my friends in Wisconsin, they love it as well. So we decided that, hey, you know, we could do something really cool with this. And all of the lyrics from Willy Wonka, all of the lyrics from The Golden Ticket are taken from actual dialogue in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I just took it from the lines that the characters spoke and put it into a song. And we came up with something really awesome. It's catchy, it's inspirational, and it in a sense, it captures the essence of, you know, of that movie. And in a great pop rock fashion.
And the another song for me is Sink or Swim.
Nice. I like that song too.
Talk about it.
All right. Sink or Swim, I wrote that as just a tough part of my life. You know, I was going through some stuff personally, and it was a relationship that was really, really difficult. And, you know, I try to look on the bright side of absolutely everything, and I try to stay positive, no matter what the situation or experience is in life. You know, I always think that the universe has a plan for you, and with Sink or Swim, it was, all right, you know, here we are, the defining moment, if you will. And it was like, you know, we either face the music right here, or, you know, it works or it doesn't, but this is the last hurrah, and Sink or Swim was born out of that kind of that mentality. And I think it translates really well into the music and the melody, the emotion that you feel when you listen to the song. It's pretty powerful. It's got a really good rock edge to it, but it, you know, the lyrics and the melody, it goes from really hard rock to, you know, something really lighter and, well, you know, whimsical in a way and just poignant in certain parts of the song. And I really wanted to try and incorporate as many of those emotions and as much as I was feeling while in that relationship and trying to salvage it into, you know, one musical piece.
And how are live shows going at the moment?
You know, they've been really great. We're on a little bit of a show hiatus, like with the big band, and I was doing a lot of acoustic stuff, but we just had the CD release on the CD, The Rest Is Ours, came out on the 27th of August. But on the 31st of August, we had the CD release party. And it was great. We had a wonderful turnout. We're always trying to play, now that the album's coming out, we're trying to do more things where we're engaging fans. And, you know, if we have a night off, then we do an open mic. You know, or we spread the word around Southern California, because that's where we're at right now. Doing acoustic shows, we do full band shows, and the turnout's been great. You know, even people that... We played an open mic just the other night because we had a night off. And people that were on the other side of the bar, totally not even paying attention, came in. And we packed the place by the end of our set. So that was pretty cool.
And what would you like people to come away with after they hear this EP?
The really core messages that I have on this EP are, you know, it's never too late to just start over and do what you love, or do what you have to do. If you can dream, if you can dream it, you can do it. And, you know, don't lose sight of yourself and who you are. And if you do, that's okay, because, you know, like the song, The Start of Your Life, the lyrics are, remember yesterday it brought you here, today is the start of your life, because every day is a new start. And, you know, I really believe that music can change the world, and that's what I'm setting out to do, whether it's one fan at a time, one new person at a show, you know, a new Twitter follower, whoever it is, I want them to be on the journey with me to making the world a better place. So I'm using this EP to, you know, help me get there.
Visit Leah at her official website, www.leahgmusic.com. From her EP, The Rest Is Ours, here is Leah G with the Paula Abdul classic, Straight Up. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Leah G for her time and her music, and to Chip Schutzman of Miles High Productions. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rock on.